Just 8 weeks to go before the next presidential inauguration. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Refugees and advocates alike are waiting to see what comes next as a new U.S. presidency begins to take shape. And then, with people tired of hearing bad news, we've got a story about how gifts can bring good news, too. But business first. The suspense is tangible. Resettlement agencies and advocates in the U.S. are anxiously waiting to see what President-elect Trump will do about the refugees. He's vowed to close the door if elected, and now just 8 weeks remain until he takes office. Bill Blackwire of Bethany Christian Services calls for a different response from the church.
Jesus himself was a refugee, and how would it have been if Egypt wouldn't have taken his family in? There again, it's just another example of why the Christian community needs to care for refugees.
Bethany partners with local churches to help resettle refugee families and refugee children in 8 U.S. states. And the gospel in action is transformative.
They just couldn't believe the love and kindness that were shown to them in many of these refugees accept Christ into their life.
Visit us online at missionnews.org for details on this story.
What I'm very thankful for is that the Christian community is really stepping up to care for refugees. And if it would not be for the Christian community in the United States, we would not be able to take in the number of refugees that we do.
And from war to refugees, the headlines these days can be pretty rough.
As we watch the news and see what's going on around the world, just remember that there's Bible translation going on nearby.
That's Bruce Smith of Wycliffe Associates. They're committed to making Bible translation faster around the world. And one of the latest tools they've developed is a print-on-demand system that's small enough to fit in a backpack.
It definitely reduces the hurdles to getting scripture into the communities at a low cost and in a short period of time.
It's especially perfect for Bible translators working in places where it's dangerous to be a Christian.
They need to be able to move from house to house. They need to be inconspicuous.
Sometimes people groups in high-risk areas are stopped from getting God's word in their heart language because there's no way to mass print scripture. Wycliffe Associates is hoping to get 11 of their mini print-on-demand systems installed as soon as possible.
The least secure areas of the world is where Bible translation is really needed the most right now. And those are the situations where they're not able to set up a permanent shop.
If you want to get behind one of these innovative scripture translation systems, go to missionnews.org.
We're still involving over 3,000 volunteers a year in service opportunities and installing and training local people in how to use this kind of equipment. So we'd love to talk to people about whether that might fit into their skill set and availability.
And finally, mailboxes are filling with catalogs and inboxes are inundated with holiday specials. When it comes to retail, clearly Christmas time is already here. But is there a way to make gift purchases count toward a greater purchase? Beth Allen at Food for the Hungry says yes.
Almost everything in our gift catalog really is a tool that we can put in the hands of someone that has a long-term impact.
You'll find everything from seeds and gardening supplies to Tippy Tap hand washing stations and Chubby Cheeks, a therapeutic food supplement for young children. The gift catalog is also filled with tools for the local church as they work to share the gospel.
Yeah, one of my favorites this year is the audio Bible that we are using in northern Kenya in areas where people oftentimes are illiterate. And they will sit around in a group and listen to the Word of God.
In addition to selecting a special gift for families in other countries, Alan asks for prayer during this holiday season.
Just continue to pray for the families that they will have the hope that we talk about so much at Christmas. The fact that Food for the Hungry is there, the fact that you as a giver allow us to be there, you empower us to be Christ to those people, is something that gives hope. And that's what Christmas is really all about. It's about that hope and light. The light of the world has come into the world.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. Join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at TWR360. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.